I welcome you to Pune Yatra. This is the 22nd anniversary of our first Pune Yatra. It was in 1986. I think there was about 30 or 40 devotees for our first Pune Yatra. And the entirety of it was held in that small room just behind you. In fact, the first 2-3 years were in that room. Then more people were coming, and we were thinking, how will we manage this? So we moved it out to that little patio behind you for the next few years. And now, 22 years later, I was told, registered this year as 4,500 devotees. Now, for those of you who are grihasthas, or for those of you who are not grihasthas, imagine inviting 4,500 devotees to your home to stay for 4 days. But yet, Krishna Chandra Prabhu, Radha Priya Devi, and their families, they do this every year. And they spend weeks, even months, despite their intensely busy schedules, being CEOs of massive international corporations, having a family with children, being in the marriage board, having counselors who are their counselees, as well as counselees who are their counselees, instrumental in running Gopal's garden, Bhaktivedanta Hospital, helping so many devotees all over the world personally. With all those things, and each one taking a tremendous amount of time, still, they spend months, somehow or other, arranging to invite all of us, finding accommodations, arranging the facilities, prasad, transportation from all different places. This is Vaishnava hospitality in a wonderfully exemplary way. And it is all for the purpose of facilitating us coming together to hear the glories of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, to chant the holy names for hours and hours and hours without any disturbance. The idea of this yatra is we can get away from all of our other diversions and distractions in life simply for the purpose of being together. For Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam. For hearing and chanting about Krishna. And Vaishnav Seva. There is no other purpose of this yatra. There is nothing else to do here except hearing, chanting, and Vaishnav Seva. No phone calls, no office work, no household distractions. Completely free. Nothing else to do except hear and chant in the association of devotees. But to provide that facility, this family accepts so much unbelievable burden of responsibility just to give us a chance to just relax and be together. Of course, we have the cooking team, and we will speak specific names of devotees who are taking these responsibilities at another time. But it is very exemplary. They don't get paid anything. Rather, they spend substantial amounts of money from themselves just to provide this opportunity. And they do it every year for 22 years. And they're getting older, and the yatra is getting bigger, and they're getting happier and happier as it's happening. Vaishnav Seva, the opportunity to serve devotees, is the greatest blessing we could receive from Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has prayed, Na danam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamaye. Mama janamani janmanishwari bhavatad bhakti rahaita kitvai. Everything, everyone, not only in this planet Earth, but up through Swarga Loka, whatever people want, he's rejecting. I do not want wealth. I do not want the pleasure of the senses, which culminates in interrelationship with the opposite sex. I do not want to be a great scholar or poet. I do not want fame. I don't want followers. I don't even want liberation from suffering. I only want to serve you unconditionally, birth after birth after birth. And what is the greatest service we can do for the Lord? We have to ask the Lord. And the Lord has already answered in the Adi Purana, Mad Bhakta Pujabhyadika. The service that pleases me most is service to my devotees. Srila Prabhupada quotes Lord Shiva talking to Parvati. The greatest service is service to Vishnu. But even better than service to Vishnu is service to the devotees of Vishnu. Why is that? In the story of Ambarish Maharaj and Srimad Bhagavatam, the Lord Himself reveals. When Durvas Muni falls at the lotus feet of Lord Narayan, begging for his shelter, Sadhunam Hridayam Mayam, he says, my devotee knows no one but me. Therefore, I know no one but my devotee. My devotee is always absorbed in sacrificing everything for me. I will sacrifice everything for my devotee. yegatamam prapadyante tam sthataiva vajamyaham. Krishna tells us in Sri Bhagavad Gita, I reciprocate according to how you approach me. Samoham sarabhabhuteshu, and Krishna is equal to everyone. He gives everyone the chance. That Krishna is the seed-giving father of all living beings. Aham bija prada pita. But for that devotee who was willing to endure any difficulty for Krishna, Krishna is willing to endure any difficult for that devotee. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavata on several occasions, I am the prisoner in the heart of my devotee. Now, in a prison cell in this world, there are bars and walls and guards with guns. But the heart of a devotee is filled with love, prema. And that love conquers Krishna. The most esoteric of all spiritual truths. How the absolute truth, Sarveshwareshwara, the controller of all controllers, is conquered, controlled by his own devotees. When we sincerely serve the Lord's devotee, the Lord is eternally indebted to us. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has prayed himself. Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayor Das 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 Anudas. To be the very humble, insignificant servant of the servant of the servant of the devotee. Lord Narayan told Durvasa that unless you fall at the feet and take shelter of Ambarish Maharaj, there is nothing I can do to protect you. That is the power of bhakti. So we should know that when Krishna really blesses us, he doesn't give us money or success or fame or prestige or a good intellect, high education. Those are blessings. But the real blessing is when he gives us the opportunity to serve his devotees. Because in that service, Krishna gives us his own heart. He gives us himself. And what is greater than that? What does it mean to serve the devotees? In the beginning, we should understand it is not something ordinary. It is priceless, transcendental, and invaluable. It is Krishna's heart, so we should be grateful. We should understand its importance. It is said that familiarity breeds contempt. On the material platform, that is the law of nature. But when Krishna is in the center, the closer our relationship, the deeper our love grows for Krishna and for each other. And it is eternal and ever expanding. Machchita madgata prana bodhiyanta parasparam katiyantaschamam nityam tushyanti charamanti cha. When my devotees come together, they enjoy discussing topics about me, keeping Krishna in the center. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, they are Krishna and Balaram, who have descended from Goloka Vrindavan, both in the role of devotees to teach us how to be devotees. When we read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, everything we're supposed to know of how to live our life is revealed there through the Lord and His various associates. And what is the constant theme? Devotees serving one another. When Maharaj Pratapa Rudra was in difficulty, all the devotees came to try to help him. When Chota Haridas made a mistake and was in difficulty, all the devotees tried to help him. When Kal Krishnadas made a serious mistake, and he was even banished by Lord Chaitanya, all the devotees came together to try to help him, to serve him. They never said, oh, he is in Maya. Srila Prabhupada, when a devotee went astray, he was very, very much concerned with bringing that devotee back. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, this was told by Prabhupada's godbrother Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, he said that when a devotee would leave his devotional service and go back into Maya, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur would weep tears of compassion. He wanted the devotee somehow bring him back. I have shed buckets of blood for each and every one of you. That is how much he cared. I have seen and heard of instances of Srila Prabhupada. Devotee fell away. Did good service. Was breaking the four regulative principles, not associating with devotees in Maya. And Prabhupada was asking devotees, try to find him, try to bring him back. And ultimately that devotee came to see Prabhupada and offered his prostrated obeisances and cried. And Prabhupada cried and lifted him up and embraced him. And when Prabhupada was on his deathbed, he said to one of our leaders, please, bring him back to the path of bhakti. If that's the way Prabhupada cared about each and every one of us, we should understand how important it is for us to care about each other. Service to Vaishnavas is about whatever we could do to encourage each other, facilitate each other, to remember Krishna, to hear about Krishna, to chant Krishna's holy names, to keep each other in the association of devotees. This was the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. They would come together and chant and chant and chant Nam Sankirtan. In Navadweep, they were chanting Kirtan all day. And one day Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told them, we're chanting, doing Kirtan all day, Harikatha, but night we go to sleep. Every moment of human life is so valuable. We should continue the Kirtan every night throughout the night for the next 1 year. That means no sleep. Or somehow or other, whenever you can get it. And the devotees, they just went, Haribo! There was no hesitation. And they did it. For 1 year, Srivasangam, or the house of Chandrasekhar, they simply chanted and danced, encouraging one another. The highest loving expression toward each other is to share Krishna, to share devotional service. And that unity is so pleasing to Krishna that he super empowers each and every one of us because he's so pleased with that unity. The Supreme Lord approached the Prachetas and told them, I have come to fulfill all of your desires, to give you the highest benedictions because of your friendly relationships with each other in my service. That is why we have come here. In this age of Kali, the greatest benediction is the chanting of the holy names. When we, in a service attitude toward each other, chant the holy names together, Srimad Bhagavatam explains, that will extinguish all envy amongst devotees. The greatest problem in all material existence is envy. Srila Prabhupada explains, envy is the foundational principle of material existence. And even when we come to the path of bhakti, that tendency is so deeply rooted within our hearts that we have the potential to become envious of other devotees. Due to the false ego. And we have seen how these disagreements, this envy, this false ego, can diversify and even cripple spiritual movements. But if we sincerely and earnestly chant the holy names together, take pleasure in hearing about Krishna together, and really try to serve each other and help each other to make advancement, Krishna will protect us from that envy. He will protect us from Maya. A true Vaishnava is one who takes pleasure in seeing others making spiritual advancement. A true Vaishnava who finds the greatest joy in helping others to receive Krishna's blessings, Guru's blessings. And when Krishna sees that quality in us, that we take pleasure in seeing others uplifted, others getting mercy, others getting blessings, when we take pleasure in seeing other devotees becoming empowered, Krishna is so pleased with us that He will shower His mercy on us. Even if you're not so empowered yourself, if you're honestly trying your best, and you're happy to see whatever good others are doing, whatever empowerment others are having, Krishna will give you prema bhakti if He sees that quality in you. So what is it we really want? We do not want position. We don't want followers. We don't want fame. We want to love the Vaishnavas. We want to appreciate the Vaishnavas. We want to serve the Vaishnavas. And do the best we can in this mood of servant of the servant of the servant to spread the glories of the holy names of the Lord. Each and every one of us, if there's 4,500 people here, that means each of us have 4,499 opportunities for devotional service. That spirit. Lord Chaitanya and his devotees, they took this coming together to hear and chant so seriously that every year they would walk from Shantipur, Navadweep, Kulinagram, Srikanda, all of these places. They would walk all the way to Jagannath Puri. That's about 1,000 kilometers. We drove in a car from Mumbai. Some of you took trains or buses or airplanes. They would walk. It probably took a couple weeks. And Shivananda same. Krishna Chandra and Radhapriya are like Shivananda saints of our congregation. They would arrange everything. And it wasn't easy. Shivananda Sena and his wife, they would have to arrange the accommodations wherever they stopped, in the middle of a field or a forest or a town or a village. They would have to arrange full prasad every day for all the devotees. But the most difficult part is they had to go through different provinces, which were different kingdoms. And they would have to, like an immigration, they have to go through. And in those days, especially, it's not that much different today, you'd have to bribe the people at the border and pay taxes to somehow or other get them in. And sometimes the leaders or the tax collectors were very corrupt. And Shivananda Singh would have everybody else go in and relax, and he would have to spend sometimes hours and hours and hours at, you know, arguing and negotiating and somehow or other trying to get whatever he had to utilize to get them through. Such service. And we know the story, how just a stray ordinary dog happened to join the party And he gave his life and soul to serve that dog. He's come under my protection. Make special meals for him. Pay double taxes for him. Pay many-fold more times money to get him on a boat with all the rest of us. And when the dog wasn't cared for properly, he felt that he had committed a great offense. That was his standard of service to the Vaishnavas. And when they would ultimately come to Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would personally welcome them, put garlands on them, put chandan on their bodies, embrace them, speak sweet words to them. And every year, they had a yatra in Puri for 4 months. Annual Jagannath Puri yatra. They left everything behind, all their family responsibilities, all their occupational duties, everything, just to be with the devotees, hearing and chanting for 4 months. That's how important Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stressed coming together for this concentrated devotional service. So 4 days is very small. Srila Prabhupada, he had his Mayapur Yatra, and he invited devotees from all over the world. Factually, it cost so much money for devotees from all over the world to come. Huge amounts of money. And it took so much time away from all the different types of preaching and devotional service. Book distribution, preaching, managing temples, prasadam distribution. So much time taken away from those things. But Srila Prabhupada encouraged as many people as possible to come. And some leaders complained, it's very expensive, Srila Prabhupada, and it's so much time taken away. But Prabhupada was very strong. It's necessary to come together to hear and chant the glories of the Lord amongst the devotees. That is why we have come. Pure devotional service is the only reality. Everything else is an illusion. We want to fix our lives on pursuing that goal of unalloyed, uninterrupted devotional service. And we need each other. Krishna has descended in his name. Golokera Premadana Harinam Sankirtana. Krishna has descended in the form of the Archa Vigraha, the worshipable deity. Brinda Devi has descended as Sri Tulsi Maharani. Krishna has personally descended along with Srimati Radharani as the Srimad Bhagavatam. When we share these wonderful gifts with each other and sincerely endeavor to absorb ourselves, our body, mind, words, and life absorbed in Krishna, in these forms, then in this human form of life, we can achieve the ultimate destination, prema bhakti, prema pumartha mahan, the greatest of all goals, the Purushartha Siromani, the crest jewel of all attainments, is simply to love Krishna. And in that love, it expands to every living being. Because Krishna is within the heart of everyone. That's all we want, and that's all we want to give. We have come together here to create deep impressions in ourselves and in others, to pursue this goal through every moment of every day throughout our life. Kevala Ananda Kanda. It is a joyful process. We will be chanting, dancing, feasting, and hearing the ambrosial nectar of topics about Krishna. I especially am deeply indebted to my exalted God brothers and God sisters who have joined us this year. We have His Holiness Chandramali Swami Maharaj. Who is a true gentleman in every respect. Completely dedicated. To Srila Prabhupada's divine service. Travels all over the world, often in very difficult places, sharing this message. And wherever he goes, he is so highly appreciated. Why? Because people see in him, he's genuinely unmotivated. All he wants to do is access Krishna's mercy through his own sadhana and share that with others. We have been together since 1973. Yes. Since 1973. How many years is that? 36 years. We have seen a lot in our relationship together. I used to milk cows and bring the milk to him, and then he would make it into butter, and he would churn butter. So we were a team. But it's really a beautiful blessing upon all of us that he comes almost every year to our yatras. He has so much love and kindness upon all of us. And Maharaj, we are very grateful to you. Let us very enthusiastically welcome Chandramali Swami Maharaj. We also have His Holiness Bhakti Vishwamba Madhava Maharaj. Very, very empowered, enlightened Vaishnava. Prabhupada's disciple who traveled with Radha Damodar Sankirtan Party as a book distributor. Many years, never, ever, ever gave up his devotional service. His enthusiasm is utterly contagious. Such a brilliant memory. He just has such an incredible taste for hearing about Krishna and speaking about Krishna. Sometimes it's uncontrollable. I've taken prasad with him and he starts talking about Krishna and we sit next to our plates. It's not uncommon for hours and hours and hours and hours. Once he starts talking about Krishna, there's no end. He has such a higher taste. And he's just so enthusiastic. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, if you want to spread Krishna consciousness, you have to be enthusiastic. So we could learn so much from Maharaj in this regard. He's traveling all over the world, enthusing people wherever he goes, absorbed in hearing, absorbed in chanting, absorbed in studies. And he had his Govardhan Shilas, Krishna Balaram, and how he worships them. Such creative, devotional offerings. He's just an amazing personality. When I'm near him, I just feel like I'm such a lazy, dried out old man. But somehow he gives me life. And he will give us all life. Let us welcome Maharaj. And we have very, very dear God sister, Her Grace Sukavaha Devi. There can be books written about her. Steadfast in her devotional service. And it's very difficult to explain, and it's very difficult to understand all of the various impediments and trials and tribulations and everything else that she had seen on the path of devotional service. But her love for Srila Prabhupada and her sincere intent to love Krishna and serve the devotees has always been in the forefront of her life. Personally, when I was traveling as a brahmachari, no one would give me anything. Nothing. So I was just like, you know, just begging wherever I was, just for anything to help anyone. And the first person to help me was Sukavaha Devi. She ran this, what was it? It was just an old trailer, little tiny red trailer, where anything that was just kind of given away, people who didn't want things, they would just give it to her. It was kind of like a junk room. All kinds of junk in there. But in New Vrindavan in those days, to get a piece of that junk was a great treasure because nobody had anything. And I would come and she'd say, what do you want? Anything. Nobody else would say that. So she's always been like my mother, giving, giving, and giving. She's really a wonderful example of a selfless servant of the Lord. And she's coming every year with her incredible skills and intelligence and devotional enthusiasm to help with our Barsana Eye Camp. We're very grateful that you are here. Let us very enthusiastically welcome. There are so many devotees I'd love to welcome, but I have to mention a few names. We have in the back my very, very dear friend, Brahmananda Prabhu, and his good wife, Saki Priya Devi. What can I say? We have discussed it at Radha Gopinath Temple. How many of you saw the drama Salted Bread that Dwarkadish Prabhu and his Vishakha Priya Mataji put on for us? Anyways, you got a glimpse of the type of persecution and torture the devotees were going through in the former Soviet Union, trying to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. Brahmananda Prabhu was personally printing all the books in his basement. If he was caught, he would have definitely been tortured and killed. Whenever they caught a book distributor and put them in those torture camps, they always interrogated them, trying to get information of where is the source, where are these books coming from. But only one or two people in the world knew that he was doing it in his basement. It was so secret. And the KGB even came to his house to search it. But somehow or other, by Krishna's arrangement, they didn't find the printing press. And when so many millions of books were going out, he went. Now, please understand, under communism, all the paper was under the communist government's control, and every single printing press was being controlled by the communist government. He went to a communist government printing press that worked from early morning till night, and he met some ladies who worked in that press during the day, and he bought them nice clothes and jewelry and got them nice cars with his own money, and then convinced them to come back at night to bribe the guard, the communist guard, to let them in, and all night long, these ladies would be printing Prabhupada's books. And they'd have to be a truck to, after they were all printed, they'd have to bring them out in a truck. And by the time the morning came, when the morning workers, everything had to look as if they were sleeping all night. Such a risk. He wasn't getting paid. He was giving everything he had, risking his life just so that Prabhupada's books would be given to the people of the former Soviet Union. And he would personally smuggle the books into other countries. We are so honored to have him here. He's really an example of selfless devotional service, courage, and he's such a soft-hearted, loving devotee. along with his wife. Can I tell you something? Last week he called me. He said, I have good news. He said, myself and my wife are coming to the Punyatra. I said, that's wonderful. And he said, it's in March, yes? He said, we're already arranging our schedule, so we'll come. Because I was told it was in March. I said, no, it's not in March. It's in about a week. And he said, well, that's not possible. I can't come so soon. We don't have visas. We don't have tickets. We have other plans. He said, I thought it was in March. I'm very disappointed. He told his good wife. A few days later, I get a call. He's telling me his flight details. He's coming for the Punyatra. That is his enthusiasm. I'm just so happy that you're here. Let us very enthusiastically welcome Brahmananda Prabhu and Sakhi Priya Devi to our yatra. And we also have with us Kostubha Prabhu and Gita Priya Devi. Are you here somewhere in this? Could you stand up if you are here? Hari Hari. Kostubha Prabhu is a disciple. Brahmananda Prabhu is a disciple of His Holiness Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Maharaj, the successor of Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, one of Prabhupada's dear godbrothers. Kostubha Prabhu is a disciple of His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. Gita Priya Devi is a disciple of His Holiness Niranjan Swami Maharaj. Kostubha Prabhu is one of the very legendary book distributors. He was overseeing the book distribution for all of North America at one time. And now he's living in Manhattan, New York City. He has such a very, very effective and devoted method by which he's reaching people that generally ISKCON people cannot reach. And I really see Kostubha Prabhu as one of my dearest friends, as an extremely empowered Vaishnav who has such deep realizations and understandings of what bhakti really is, and such a wonderful vision for preaching. And Gita Priya Devi is like an angel who has descended from Goloka Vrindavan to bless this earth. Let us very enthusiastically welcome them to Shirad, to our Punyatra. And little by little, we'll welcome more of you. We have how many devotees from Ukraine? About 40 or 50 devotees have come from Ukraine. Navina Nirada Prabhu is here. He was also the minister for the entire International Society for Book Distribution for several years. Very, very dear friend. Was living in Srimayapur town. Devotees are here from Russia, from America, from the UK. Very grateful to all of you for taking so much trouble to be here with us. Thank you very much. And most of all, I thank all of you. It is my prayer that we can create such a powerful spiritual energy through our united efforts to chant and hear together, that it will have a great effect in attracting Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda's mercy to purify this very troubled world. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. It is by the mercy of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, that we are here. I'd like to tell two more little stories before I end. When I was returning from New Delhi, I was in a car from the Bombay airport to the temple in Radha Gopinath. And I received a phone call from His Holiness Jaipatak Swami Maharaj. He asked if he could come to Radha Gopinath Temple February 1st to speak for the Sunday feast lecture. And I said, definitely, we would be honored. This will be historical. Please do come. I said, but the Sunday, because he told me I'm free on Sundays. I said, the Sunday before, we have our Pune Yatra. There'll be 4,500 devotees. I invite you to come for that. Now, actually, I was joking. Because driving so many hours from Bombay and then back, he laughed really hard. He was laughing. But then as we were talking, about four or five times between every few sentences, he asked, should I come to the Pune Yatra? Do you really want me to come to the Pune Yatra? And then he said, but the doctors will not let me come to the Pune Yatra, and I'm surrendered to the doctors. And then we spoke about other things. And then he said, but you are the guru of many of these doctors. If you talk to them, maybe they'll let me come. So to be honest with you, I was afraid to ask the doctors because his health is... Just a couple months ago, he had a stroke that the highest neurosurgeons of the world have told us that there was not even 1% chance that he could survive. And if he did survive, he would be a vegetable. All of a sudden driving to give lectures to thousands of people. So I just left it to Krishna. And last night, Madhavananda Prabhu called me, the director of Bhaktivedanta Hospital. He said, since you invited Jaipatak Maharaj to the Pune Yatra, every day he's talking about going to the Pune Yatra. And then he said that Shamlal and the other, Tutananda and all the devotees, the doctors who are around him are trying to convince him, no, you cannot go. It's too long of a drive. It's too strenuous. You should not go. It's not good. But he kept bringing it up. Maharaj invited me. Must be good. And then Madhavananda and others talked to the chief neurosurgeon who's in charge of his case. And he said, if he really wants to go, that's the best thing for him. So as of now, on Monday, His Holiness Srila Jaipatak Maharaj will be with us. This will be a very, very heart-melting, historical experience. And what a blessing. And also this morning I was with His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, and he told me if it's at all possible, he will be with us here tomorrow. And also Bhima Prabhu and Brajahari Prabhu both said that they would be coming Sunday. And if Srila Jaipatak Swami Maharaj does come here, there may be another 4,500 people that come to see him. Let us thank Srila Prabhupada for these great blessings. Govinda Prabhu, is there a schedule? We'll have Gaur Aarti. I'd like Chandramali Maharaj, Madhava Maharaj, Sukavaha Devi to speak a few words just to bless us and inspire us before we begin our Gaur Aarti.
Hare Krishna. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaudavani Pracharine Nivisesa Sunyavadi Pastyatya Desatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sivasari Gaudabhaktarindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I'm very happy I'm here. I've been in Mayapur for almost 2 months. I was thinking, it was a decision whether to come or not, because there was other things that I was working on. But then I felt, about a week ago, I really, really missed the devotees from Chaupati. I really, really missed Radhanath Maharaj's association. I really want to come. So, with that inspiration that I received about coming from feeling separation from Radhanath Maharaj and all the devotees in Chaupati, I came. And I'm very happy I did. And as Radhanath Maharaj so very powerfully and with so much conviction speaks about the essence of Krishna consciousness, Vaishnava Seva. And practically all of his lectures, talks, and inspirations, and whatever he does, centers around that principle of keeping that foremost, service to the Vaishnavas, care for the Vaishnavas, compassion and love for the Vaishnavas. And it's so, it fills the heart with so much happiness just to hear what is the essence of Krishna consciousness and to be reminded in such a realized way. So just sitting here for the last 40 minutes listening to Maharaj, I was just thinking, wow, what an opportunity. Hopefully I can serve the Vaishnavas. And this is such a wonderful program. I don't know how many years I've been here, maybe over the last 22 years that the program has been going on, maybe 12 times, maybe 12 times. But every year, it's just been chanting, dancing, feasting, and just wonderful association. This is the heart of Krishna consciousness. To hear and chant the glories of the Lord with devotees who are enthusiastic to hear and chant the glories of the Lord. And those of you who are coming for the first time or coming as maybe after some time in Krishna consciousness, please dive deep into this program because it just takes you into the essence of Lord Chaitanya's movement. We have to understand one thing, that this material world is simply a place of suffering. And there's only one way out of that suffering. Even the greatest successful people in this world are suffering. Even though they have so many material things and arrangements and opportunities for fulfilling their plans, we read from the Shastras and we see by example from people how much there is emptiness, unhappiness, disappointment, and ultimately death. So to come into the association of devotees, to have the opportunity to serve, to have the opportunity to hear and chant the glories of the Lord, is a wonderful, wonderful benediction. It's not that simple. If it was that simple, everyone would be doing it. But it's actually causeless mercy. Where is that mercy coming from? We don't understand. It's causeless. We have the opportunity. So please take advantage of that opportunity and dive deeply into this program of hearing and chanting. And realize through that association of hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord with sincere and very wonderful Vaishnavas, that this is this is what we're looking for. This is really what we're looking for. Because this is what Lord Chaitanya came to teach. This is what the Panchatattva came to teach, to bring the spiritual world down into this place of suffering and to create Vaikuntha on this planet. So these opportunities to hear and chant the glories of the Lord with sincere Vaishnavas. And we see Radhanath Maharaj is here, and Bhakti Charu Maharaj will be coming. And, you know, I had a feeling in my heart that Jayapataka Maharaj was going to come. I don't know where I got that feeling, but I was thinking he was so close to Pune. And I was seeing that his progress is nice, that he would want to come. And it's amazing that Radhanath's mommy, by his, as he said, his joking, was actually more than a joke. It was actually an inspiration coming to bring Jayapataka Maharaj and all the devotees together in such a wonderful way. So I'm twice as happy to come because of that. So take advantage of that association and take advantage of each other. Every devotee is important. As Radhanath Swami so carefully explains the heart of the compassion of the exalted Vaishnava, that every devotee is very dear to Krishna. And because the great devotees love Krishna completely, they also share that love with everyone. So, in this Pune Yatra, it's not just a yatra in a place of Pune. It is the spiritual world created by the mood of the great devotees. Srila Prabhupada and Radhanath Swami have brought this mood of Krishna consciousness for all of us. So I'm very, very happy to be here. And I hope, by the mercy of all the Vaishnavas, you'll give me an opportunity to serve as much as you can. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Vande Sri Gurudevam Tam Karuna Varanalayam Yatkripa Tapalesena Pamaropi Amarayate. I would like to share with all the devotees here a couple of nice, sweet verses that Mukunda Datta, one ecstatic Sanskrit pundit, friend of mine, from the old days. We were cohorts in deity worship together and slinging shlokas together from one place to another. And he still does it. I would like to share that with you. Let me offer my respectful obeisances to the spiritual master, who is a very big ocean of mercy. By a drop of his compassion, even a fallen person can become liberated. This is actually the compassion of a Vaishnava, that they tried to make others Vaishnava. As recently Devamrita Maharaj wonderfully said in Wellington, I was there, that the purpose of Vaishnava communities such as this one is to encourage in a very tactful way to take Krishna consciousness very seriously, very intimately, in a very friendly way, so that gradually by friendship, by compassion, by people will become transformed by the association of devotees. It is infectious. Krishna conscious infection. Slowly, slowly infecting the heart. So the heart becomes clean of all trash, all anarthas. And so that these people become fortunate beyond their calculation. And when they become fortunate, they start to associate with the devotees in the kirtan, in the program. And Devamrita Maharaj was saying that it is a wonderful thing because then we get the opportunity to serve them. They were not devotees before. We just tried to love them somehow. And they came along and then we get the opportunity to serve them. They become Bhagavanera Prerita, objects of Krishna's mercy because they obtain the mercy of the devotees. And we have the opportunity now to serve them, the great pleasure to serve them. So, it takes sacrifice, it takes prioritization, that in the Kali Yuga, people are becoming so busy, struggling day and night just to survive somehow or other. And in the fight and the struggle, the heart becomes so hard, generally speaking, that they don't have time for other people. Their heart becomes so hard. So, to make the heart again soft requires a very selfless, kind person. And they, unless they experience that kindness firsthand, their heart does not become soft also. They have to experience that affection firsthand before they realize how wonderful it is. It is a quality of Bharatiya Sanskriti, Jivana, the life of a devotee, to be selfless. But in Kali Yuga, it is very rare. Therefore, Bilba Mangala Thakur, in his sweet Vrindavan way, taught all of us. Mukunda Dutta shared this also with me. He's working on it for the BBT, but sometimes it just flows off of his tongue. When the ecstasy brims over the cup and it just flows over, then I just sit there and wait. He said, yeah, just throw a little more at me, you know. And it says, Etatvam, of all of this, aham artayami, I will work for that. Satatam, all the time. Re chinta chintatura, I'm always thinking like that, how I'll work hard for all of them. All the time. Klesamama, but the trouble of involved in all of that. Vaha, or chanchaleshu, flickering. Agar, daradishu, the house, the wife, the family, flickering, troubles, and all of that. Gayantam, singing. Jamunatatam, along the bank of the Jamuna. Drumatale, underneath the trees. Neelam Buddha Shyamalam, there's a beautiful dark complexioned boy. Gopalam, he's a coward boy. Vanamalinam, he has a multi-flowered garland down to his knees. Kavalinam, and he's singing as he eats. Nandatmajam, the son of Nanda, Chintaya, just think of him. You're so wrapped up in this material world thinking, how will I fulfill my family? How will I manage these debts? How will I manage my time? How will I prioritize my life? There is a boy, beautiful Shama, dark, singing as he eats on the bank of the Yamuna, underneath the tree. Think of that son of Nanda. So this festival is to encourage everyone to do exactly that. In order to get the fruit of thinking of the son of Nanda all the time, we have to prioritize our life. So the greatness of this congregation is that you plan your life together. There's so much joy planning your life together. Months in advance, years in advance, so that we have our free time to think of the son of Nanda and sing and dance together. That is amazing. Because Chariya Vaishnav Seva Nishtar Payaja Keva. Without serving devotees, no one, Narottam Thakur Mahasaya says, no one got liberation. Not a chance. No one. So it is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity, and it takes so much prioritization of time just to think of Krishna happily. And by the experience of this festival, like this, we can continue to increase it. When Devamrita Maharaj was, I was just at his festival not long back, and his organizer of the festival was saying, oh Maharaj, it's too many devotees, it's so much, it's so... Maharaj goes, wow, you're so lucky, you have all this burden. Well, you're so purified. Now I'll teach you and I'll help you how to cope. By delegation, by contemplation, there is a way to cope with it. It is an opportunity. It is not an obstacle. Serving a Vaishnava or a Vaishnavi of substance was never an obstacle. Because the more we think about it, the more the obstacles become opportunities, taken from another perspective. So that's the idea of this wonderful festival. That in anything that Durga Ma will throw at our face, we will see it. That she is simply testing our resolve. She's simply wondering from us, if I give you this circumstance, will you take it and turn it into an opportunity? Instead of an obstacle, turn it into an opportunity. That is Krishna consciousness. That only you get from serving those that are so forbearant. That way, we can all in turn become a little more forbearant than we were yesterday. So I want to congratulate all the devotees who have worked hard for the festival. For them, it is no festival. Their festival will be later. And for those that attend the festival, both are advanced. Both are wonderful. We should encourage and expand it again and again. Take obstacles and turn it into opportunities, so that we can think of the son of Nanda singing as he eats underneath the tree. And by singing of him, then everything becomes a little more bearable. Just like they say that Sanskrit doesn't pay the bills, but the bills become a lot more bearable because of the Sanskrit. Therefore, we invite everybody to hear and chant what our acharyas have written. Their poetry is so great that Nandananda comes personally to hear it. If we can chant Krishna's name together on the tongue constantly, then whatever you do in your life, Krishna will come and steal it before you get the chance to offer it. Gauranga did that. Gauranga's devotee was doing Bhikshu Madhukari, remembering Gauranga. And when he came back from his Madhukari, then Gauranga said, "What's in the jula?" "Oh, it's not fit for you." He had to wash it. He had to prepare it. "We have to make it nice, nah." "No, but it's very good." And Gauranga put his hand in the jula and took it out by force. Kacha. Raw. Threw it in his mouth. That's Gauranga. If you're thinking of Krishna very intensely, then Krishna's thinking of you. How to bring you to his lotus feet very intensely. So we should encourage everyone to do that. Right here, this festival, we've got 4,500 devotees. But we know, all of you, your mood. The more you love another Vaishnava, another candidate in this world, then this festival will again, become double within no time. Hare Krishna.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Basaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharani Nirvasesha Sunyavadi Paschachadishtarani Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasati Gaur Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I'm also very grateful to be here. Thank you for allowing me to come. I feel very fortunate, Radhanath Maharaj and all the other Maharaj were speaking about Vaishnava Seva. And my first trip to India was 3 years ago. And I came to the Chaupati temple. And all the devotees are so sweet and serving me and not allowing me to do any service. And I so wanted to do some service. And so Radhanath Maharaj gave me a little secret. And he said, If you want to do some service, the Barshana Eye Camp is a very nice place to serve. So I feel grateful that he gave me that secret tip. And he's also given us the open secret. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are coming to teach us about Vaishnava Seva. Not because we should serve the Vaishnavas, but because it's actually the highest joy to serve the Vaishnavas, that even the Lord himself would prefer to be in service to the Vaishnavas than be served himself. That speaks pretty highly of Vaishnava Seva, that it's actually a joy. And I feel just really grateful to have all of your association to be here. This congregation is very sweet, and you're getting special training about how to take care of one another, which is imperative for the long-lasting maintenance of this family and this congregation. And it is an austerity for me to be up here. It's pretty embarrassing. But if that's the price I have to pay to get your association, then I'll pay that price to have your association. So I'm grateful to be here. And please, if you have some service for me, I would be grateful to have it. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Is there any announcement? Well, before the announcer disappeared, he did say something about Gaur Aarti. So we will have Gaur Aarti. Thank you very much for being with us. Hare Krishna.